Hello, friends, and welcome to a new episode of the Awaken Together podcast. I'm Kat.
I'm Jen.
And we are so pumped to be recording this episode with you all after not having an in-season episode for quite a few months now. We've missed you.
We have so missed you. We haven't had the podcast. I feel like me and Kat were saying we haven't even gotten to have as many check-in talks ourselves. And so this is so nice to be in this space again and get to review the year that we have had, including the time we haven't been here to share with you. And we wanted to do an episode as just a pop-up just to help guide you into 2025 because we have a lot going on astrologically, and we also love to just have this little routine. It's something that we got from the Yoga Girl podcast that we both leaned into for a lot of years, and it's been fun to share it with our listeners as well. Plus, we just got our end of year Spotify Wrapped, and that was always so fun to hear for the podcast too.
So true. Yeah, I was looking back and our last episode we recorded was on July 5th of this year. It is now December 8th when we're recording this. So it's been like half a year. Time flies. It's wild.
This year has been so fast.
Yeah, seriously. And it was about a year ago when we recorded our episode of intention setting for 2024. And so we wanted to kind of take a look back, reflect on this year, starting with really my word of the year. I was thinking about this and my word was trust. And this came across as, oh my gosh, in so many different ways. And it kind of changed as the year went on. There was a lot of surrendering that had to happen for me, a lot of holding the vision and just like trusting that was what was happening, was unfolding in ways that was going to be supportive for me. Because at some points, especially like with my relationship with Kyle, we had, oh my God, some really hard times earlier this year together. And ultimately, we're able to see it through together. And we are now in like a super strong place in our relationship, but it got really, really rocky. I know I've talked about in the pod here and there about how like my sexuality I was questioning, and just like realizing that I'm bi and just how that has like impacted our relationship and me as a person and how I feel like I've now, ending this year, I feel so much more integrated with my parts and it doesn't feel like a dire thing that needs to uproot so much in my life. And I'm just finding a lot more peace with that. So trust did me well with my relationships, with my career, with all my creative ventures. I started reading the Akashic Records, which I'll talk more about a little bit later. But Jen, how did your word pan out for this year?
Yeah, I was going to add too for you, Kat. Like, I think our lives always have some fun mirroring and it's been beautiful because I think we've both had a lot more. It's just the evolution of this podcast, right? From realizing me and you are a lot more intellectualizers and like to think through things. And we like opened up the portal to feeling like early on our spiritual journey, but just unlocking feelings in all the ways we have. And then what that's unlocked, like sides of ourselves we hadn't really expanded into. And then holding the intensity of feelings and having to just like build a relationship to trust with the whole emotional landscape that is connected with intuition a lot. And I think me and you didn't always rely on that system as easily. And it's been really cool to watch both of us really shift that in different ways and watch it ripple through both of our lives.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for mirroring that back. Trusting intuition has been a big part of this year for me too. So
real. Yeah. And that's so with, yeah, you're leaning into a whole other form of magic. And that's, yeah, it's been so beautiful. I am always cheering you on.
Likewise, honey. Love you.
Yes. Yeah, for me, I was reading through all the journals. Me and Kat actually hosted a event, so I found like the additional page that I had wrote out, and we held a little event at Kat's workspace, Nurture, here in Denver. And My word for 2024 was knowing, and I've thought of this through the year. I've stayed really plugged into that word, and I also agree. I've met the relationship of that word in ways I probably wasn't even anticipating. For me, setting that word was just wanting to listen to like my deepest truths and just go with what I'm actually like knowing to be true, because I second guess that knowing a lot of times and will lean into what other people are feeling, and not in a way necessarily of ignoring my needs, but I do think that I really empathize with other people and my knowing can be there, but I still will ebb and flow with other people without like holding as firm of boundaries around what I know. And I've definitely seen the downfall of doing that at times, because the knowing is usually a really good instinct to trust a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. And I will go for the plot and lean into something and be curious about it. And then I've really realized that I waste a lot of energy, resource doing that a lot of times when my truth was there kind of all along. So I've really held ground and trusting that a lot this year. I focused a lot in the material world this year. That was also kind of set in my intentions of realizing that this was going to be a year of really hard working, and it has been. It's been very challenging, but I went through and I'm reading all of like my money goals that I had, because I definitely didn't lean into as much of like money making thinking beforehand, and I've achieved a lot of this, so that feels really good. Yay. Even though towards the end of it, I'm exhausted. I think as I manifest my next word, I'm going to have to take all of that into account. But I did the damn thing. Mm-hmm. I did what I was out seeking to do.
I'm so proud of you.
And yeah, it feels really good to be in a better financial place. And I think that had to like stifle a few things down, but it was something that I went in with good intention and consciousness, and still made sure I was doing the necessities to stay taking care of myself. So that all feels really good in retrospect to look back on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love to hear it. So beautiful. Yeah, you paid off your debt. Like, that's a really big thing. Debt-free Huge. Is something to celebrate.
Absolutely. Yeah, it feels so good. Great. And I have such a vision of being able to have just like a community space. I want my house to be a real extension of being able to be what I do with my work, and I have been building up for that, and it's been really powerful. So mm-hmm. I'm hoping like what comes out of this next year will also be able to keep bringing that into fruition. We're like, it's actually achievable now a lot more than where it was.
right you're getting closer. This year is like really laid that groundwork for you, so exciting. Yeah. I was just also reflecting this morning. We had a holiday party for my yoga studio at my work, and so it was really fun to have my worlds collide in that way. And I was reflecting during the sound healing that they were leading for us. It was really beautiful. There was a gong. Oh, I love a gong. And like mm-hmm. this ocean drum and chimes, and it was just magical. And the sound healer, her name was Tiffany. She was wonderful. She came in. She flew in from Austin, Texas for it. She shared about the astrology for the year a little bit, which Jen is going to get to do for us too. So excited. A lot of good things coming and a lot of craziness. But I was reflecting on this year basically during the sound healing and just feeling so much gratitude for all the steps I've taken in life to create this beautiful sense of alignment across my work, my relationships, my creativity, my spirituality, just everything, and it took a long time for me to get here and a lot of trial and error, but I feel like I'm just in this beautiful space that I'm kind of pinching myself and not wanting to let go. And I'm just really freaking grateful. So it feels really great to be kind of reflecting on the year and having that be a feeling that I'm just bubbling over with. So
It was so lovely. We just got to host our fourth or fifth witch retreat.
Yeah.
And we were in Salem in October. It was unreal. Our group was so beautiful. And I think there was so much magic. We were there on a full moon. We were in Salem getting to rewrite the story of like an energy of, you know, you couldn't be yourself. You couldn't lean into that deep trust. And we had a very like potent magical group. And what we channeled together was next level. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, Kat, it was beautiful. Kat did Akashic record readings for all of our attendees. And that was so cool just to see Kat leaning into a new channel that we both got to like study into the Akashic and watching you share all of that, and was like so fun. And I also, while we were teaching, it's just been so fun to watch my teaching style even evolve a lot more, because I've leaned so much into somatic work in my own body and getting to teach classes now that embody a lot more somatic and energetic like practice. It was just really cool to get to ebb and flow with such a potent energy and help to bring a lot of that into our group. And we had so many like cool synchronicities that happened in the group. We watched Matilda, which was epic, and had so a movie epic night.
Sleepover vibes.
We all just leaned into trust in a big way there too. And I felt like, my knowing was great. It was really fun to keep adding elements of astrology. My quest on astrology learning will never cease. And it was really fun to get to teach new aspects, because retreat spaces are cool to get to keep evolve workshops and just things that me and Kat have delved into since we're constant lifelong learners. So
that's right.
It was just another really like magical thing. That retreat felt so good to just like leave and know what we were able to offer, and then also feel the weight of time and how much has shifted from our first one to this one. So
true. And we have some attendees who return every single year. And so we really take it upon ourselves to make sure that, our new people and our returning are experiencing new forms of magic and are able to dive deeper into themselves in different ways. Just because, they've been with us before, they've experienced our work. It also encourages us to, deepen our understanding and evolve and share. And so it's been a really special way yearly for us to check in and, connect deeper with ourselves, with each other, and our group. And I so agree. I think we had like half the group we didn't know before the retreat. We mm-hmm. met through the podcast. And so thank you, listeners. Thank you so much for trusting us. We hope to have more retreats in the future. And we just love this work so much.
Yeah, on our Spotify Wrapped, 52 countries. That is just like so cool.
Amazing.
Like it really, really is that we have so many people around the world. That's just so exciting. And we don't do this work. It's all of it doesn't feel even like personally necessarily attached for me. It's just like so beautiful to see what the universe kind of does when you make space for it, because me and Kat's own journeys have its own up and downs, but teaching is like such a channel for both of us. And then to watch other people like receive that channel and then pass it on themselves is like the whole point of Awaken Together is just to continue to expand it. And it's so cool to hear the stories even woven in of, how different episodes have impacted and led to, our listeners even passing things on. Like, that was the entire intention of starting this in the first place. So
that's exactly
could cry right. about it if I thought about it.
I know. And that's why we really wanted to come on, since, you know, we needed one more episode this year to connect with you all in this way. And yeah, actually one of our listeners, her name's Alyssa. Shout out Alyssa if you're listening. But she booked an Akashic Record reading with me. We message here and there on Instagram. She'll share, you know, little takeaways and sharings of her own experience based on episodes that we have. And, you know, you all are welcome to do that too. We love connecting with you all. Just find us on Instagram or TikTok. Jen is popping off there. Yeah. And so she booked a record reading with me. We chatted. It was so beautiful and such an honor to be able to share her records with her. We talked about her past lives, her soul's purpose, made connections with her grandfather in this life, in a past life. And so there's that soul recognition that you probably have recognized with other people in your life, of just like a instant familiarity with people who maybe you just met, you just drop in so quickly. But she shared about how the book, The Celestine Prophecy, really changed things for her. And so it gave me the final nudge to listen to that series as well. It's a really, really beautiful book, super spiritual, about all these insights about collective consciousness rising. And Jen will share more about the astrology coming, but all the signs point to that. And even you listening here points to that. So definitely check out that book if you're interested for in a good read. I will definitely be listening to it when I'm on the beach in Aruba this Christmas. So excited to have a little vacay time. But yeah, that's what we mean about like just you all sharing things with us that we also get to learn and develop on more too.
It's all about the collective. And yeah, I'll share. So a few things to kind of add into your reflection for the year. So some of the big astrology, I think this year's astrology was pretty like life-altering astrology transits. Like it was bigger planets that don't always like shift in ways that we are used to like feeling that energy. And even now, as you listen to this, we are still alchemizing a really big energy shift from Pluto just changing out of Capricorn. It's been there since 2008. I was talking about this so early on in the podcast because, yeah, this is a huge shift. It's something that Pluto takes 250 years to go back to where it was. So we only get so many Pluto shifts in our lifetime. So we just exited a whole chapter of our life that's been very loud. I think of you a lot, Kat, within this, because for Aries rising, Libra rising, Cancer, and Capricorn, like this has been affecting. I always think of the circle, your birth chart, as having like a little cross to it. You have the first house of self, the seventh house of relationship, the bottom fourth house is family, home, safety, and then the top house is career and how you show up for society, how society views you, like your most public self. And I think of that as kind of being the four crosses of like external manifestations. And for you, that you've had Pluto in that little party for a long time. So there's a lot of transmutation of energy when Pluto is shifting out. And this is going to be an area in all of our charts that we just got to close out. So in reflection, you want to look at that house of Capricorn, wherever that lands in your chart, because major, major shifts happen there for Kat. All the stories of the podcast and career and your work and how you show up and what safety means in home and your relationships and yourself has been so loud. And for myself, like that had a lot to do with my pleasure and creativity and what romance meant to me, like stepping into poly dynamic and opening up space for that. Like it was really huge for me to be thinking in more of like a group sense than necessarily following the pre-existing structure of things. I think that was very mirrored in what happened for me. And yeah, Aries and Libra, not only have we had Pluto kind of affecting the cardinal signs, but we've had the North and South Node there now for about a year and a half. And so Aries and Libra has also been an area in our lives that have been really pulled up to look at. And that is your balance between yourself and your relationships. For me, that landed in the house of like sex and intimacy. And my God, like the layers to that with all of this poly dynamic has been endless. And yeah, I think it's really good to reflect on that Aries Libra channel too. And if we look at what's happened this last year, not only individually for ourselves in Aries and Libra, but Aries rules war and that warrior energy and how we can, like, in its shadow, lean into arrogance and selfishness. And then Libra on the other side is like more peace and harmony and doing what's fair versus what necessarily you want, staying in balance to the deeper process of making sure it's fair and right and just for everybody. And the themes of that have been so loud here in the US. Like, it has been so much energy of like revolution, having to pull up like the shadows of how bad greed has gotten in the United States. Mm-hmm. I was heartbroken by the political results and went into a very deep grieving process within all of that. It's brought up a lot of things that mirrored a lot of my religion trauma stuff that I've had to work through, and just realizing that it's going to be so important that we take the energy that we've individually unpacked and we really come back together, because the shift now, the nodes are going to change in January. January 11th, we're going to have it go from that Aries and Libra axis to affecting all of us in Virgo and Pisces.
111.
And so the North Node will be in Pisces, the South Node will be in Virgo. And we have got to bring our spirituality, all these gifts that we've worked on unlocking for ourselves, all this like balance that we've had to like find in our own individual lives are really going to matter. Pisces is about compassion and empathy and spirituality. It's the channel to the divine. It's the most connected to universal wisdom, for sure. And Pisces is going to ask us to expand in ways that are unimaginable. It's going to make us look at the shadow of how we are taking care of ourselves and then how that manifests in terms of our boundaries, how that manifests in terms of our spiritual practices. Like, it's going to make you play on that refinement of your own self-care and then how you can plug into a greater collective. And with the Pluto Aquarius energy sprinkled in on top of that, we have a lot of work to do. We are at the like brand new starting point of like, got to take these fuckers down, because it's bad. It's so bad what is going on. And we got to crash it. We got to completely crash it down now. It is wild. In the last month, there are four governments like crashed right now. All across the world, this is happening. And I think that all of the individual work is really going to matter in terms of finally getting a system that isn't putting elitist and people that are really the worst kind of shadows in places of power, when we actually hold the dominance of power and shouldn't just be blindly taking that. And I think every single bit has been revealed, and now it's just going to be really, really wild to see how those bigger transitions end up playing out. And I think we all have a piece in what needs to be done. And if you haven't let yourself fully feel what needs to be done, I think leaning into that is important, even when it's hard, because it's not fair for everyone to not have a space to just be themselves. And we've all learned so much about ourselves since the start of this podcast, the pandemic at the very beginning that led to this. And I think it all is going to matter for what's to come and what the future is going to look like, especially for the US in this little area, because we are this is going to be an interesting ride.
Yes. Well said. Well said. Thank you for that wisdom. Mm-hmm. I think people are angry. People are angry across the board, like bipartisanly. Some are angry at the other side. Some are angry at corporate greed. Some are angry at their communities for not showing the fuck up for them and their rights. There's a lot of that happening right now. I mean, we just kind of saw it with the latest thing that happened with the news of the United Healthcare CEO being killed in broad daylight in the middle of the street. And not just that, but the reaction to that, right?
Yeah.
Everything I've seen, for the most part, is like, it's sad and we don't condone any time a human dies, but like, something's got to change. And that was a very extreme example, right, of that need and anger for change. And then even how they found a backpack with what they think is the killer's evidence with Monopoly money. Like, there is something going on. I mean, that feels pretty Pluto and Aquarius to me. Like, this shift of humanitarianism in a way, like, very indirectly, but how the people want to be heard. The people want to feel like their needs are being looked out for. And the way that that's manifested among different bodies of people is very different. And whenever the pendulum swings one way, it always swings back the other way. But it's not without effort in coming together as a collective. And so it's really up to us to keep ourselves in check, like you said, rely on our all the work we've done, all the principles, all the practices, all the rituals, and leading on our people who've helped us get here.
Yeah, all the work we've done has mattered for something, and it's going to take lots of people stepping into the leadership of what they know. And I don't think there's always excuses to be more passive. And, you know, the difference between passive and action, it doesn't always have to be as big and as daunting as we think. Just showing up for our surroundings and owning your own individual truths is the biggest puzzle to be unlocked for healing. Like, all we can really control is ourselves. But how often do we put crazy levels of control on ourselves because we're terrified of all these sides of us? And we know that when we hold things back that are truths, that they can manifest in such uglier ways, and it can be harder and harder to relate to people around us and feel connected and take care of things when we are disconnected. So that work in itself is huge action and huge advocacy. And then when you radiate in that way, your external world really aligns for the values that change within yourself. Like, that part is almost an automatic when you do what needs to be done. And it's going to take, community groups and plugging in. And you can't find your people without really finding and knowing yourself. And I think the relationship to that Pisces and Virgo is really going to, like, highlight that a lot. And then, Saturn's also going to move into Aries. So the Aries energy is not done. There is still a lot to be had. The U.S. is still in its fourth Chiron return. This is going to keep elevating up. So no matter where it goes, just know that your piece, you've already been doing the work for it. Just don't forget the work and keep doing it and stay plugged in. And in reflection for this next year, like, make intentions that help to highlight that stuff, because I do think we're going to need grounding cords. I think it's going to continue to be a bit of a roller coaster because we are in, like, revolution energy right now. Like, it's not, I don't think, like, calm is going to be the necessarily thing to anticipate within all of it. But I think we can really be intentional about how we can show up and reflect on all of that as we go in
for sure
to this next year as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, as we're leading up to the holidays here, creating time for us to, there's an invitation naturally to slow down, vacation, right? Reflect, take inventory on what is working, because it can get really overwhelming to see all the things that aren't. And that stuff can get loud, right? Mm-hmm. It can get loud. It can be bigger, feel more ominous and daunting, but taking that time to be grateful and recognizing all the light that there is and who brings more light to you, and surround yourself with those people, those things, those places. It's a time to slow down, reflect. It's also a time to dream and visualize and set goals. And we have some amazing episodes from previous years on meditations and journaling exercises on how to do just that. So we figure we'll kind of point you in those directions. You can kind of check them out from past years. It'll definitely be in December. And so I'm really excited to lean into that energy even more these next couple weeks. And we will do an episode in the new year at some point, definitely more to come in 2025, off-season pop-up episodes like this. Well, we'll be sure to share our words of the year, our goals, and spiritual updates at that time too.
Yeah, so using those other episodes, we've always taught the method of just looking at home, mind, body, spirit. So yeah, definitely use our previous meditations. Get your journal out, write down all of the lessons of this year, write down intentions for the next, use our meditations to help be a guide. I also highly recommend doing vision boards. It's so fun to reflect on. And we can do our own personal shares and offerings of what we have going on. So I actually, now I'm so excited. I have a $10 a month membership that has all of my series and workshops and videos that I've done. So it feels a lot more aligned just to be contributing those to a really accessible community versus having to vocalize and advertise whenever I create, because I'm always feeling very passionate about putting programs and workshops together. So in my monthly membership, you'll get over 90 videos I add to it weekly, because I teach weekly. So there's new weekly yoga classes. And I do 2 live events a month. So for December, I'm doing a vision board and winter solstice party, but you can check out for January what's coming. Those are all available through my website, sensefulwellness.com, which is also where I do astrology readings. I have astrology coaching, so you can kind of learn how to work with the energy of your birth chart in a more coaching way, where I can like actually guide you through it. And then I do private energy work, and I'm still on TikTok. Will TikTok exist in a couple months from now? We will find out. But I am big on there. That's been my platform. But if that does end up crashing, all the support means a lot, because TikTok has definitely been my funnel and my channel. And Kat, you want to share what you are offering as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, your offering looks amazing, Jen. And $10 a month, you cannot beat that. That's incredible. Like the best value membership I've ever seen. So definitely check that out, everybody. Hop on it. I'm so stoked to be really moving into this space of having Akashic Record readings being my main offering that I'm able to extend to people at distance. So it's on Zoom. And of course, still teaching yoga here in Denver, and then working at Nurture. But the Akashic Record readings, you can find me on Instagram. It's one of the best ways. It's at Katerina_Erickson. It's Katerina_ and then Erickson. That's my handle. And it's tagged in my links. So my website is Catalyst Living, Catalyst with a K, .com/offerings. And that's where you can learn more about record readings. But essentially what it is, it's a 45-minute reading. Right now, they are, on Zoom. You'll get the recording. And I will ask you for your full legal name and 3 to 4 questions for the Akashic. Now, these questions can be anything around anything that will positively impact you and your soul. It's really great during times of transitions where you're looking for clarity, for peace, for some guidance from the universe based on your soul. It's really illuminating to understand different triggers and traumas that we possibly have in this lifetime and how they can be tied to past lives and just where your soul has been. And we can, I can give you a little bit of guidance on things that you can do from the Akashic that will help you deeper understand these and then be able to kind of heal yourself. It's always an evolutionary journey, right? It's not like we just snap our fingers and it's done, but learning these things and it can help provide those tools to help you get closer and just bring some more peace so that you feel more equipped. It's been super beautiful and I'm so stoked. I think it's really, really important work. And basically I'll go into the Akashic for about 30 minutes before our reading, so you don't have to just watch me meditate the whole time. And then that 45 minutes, I'll talk about what came through from your soul, from the Akashic. We'll talk about it. You get to ask more questions. I can always go back in. So that's what that looks like.
I love Kat's readings. I found out I'm on my 56th life. They're amazing. Highly recommend. We love you guys so much. We really appreciate the support, both in our personal entrepreneurship stuff and our spiritual work. And then also just being in this podcast space has meant the world. We will continue to keep you updated on the future, what we are offering, and any future retreats. And we just thank you guys for riding all of this with us. We hope you have the most amazing 2025, and we love you.
We love you so much. Let's close out this year the best way we know. With love, intention, compassion, generosity, gratitude, and connection. We love you all. See you in 2025.
Love you.